And if you will turn there to Psalm 139 and verse 16. I'm going to talk to you tonight about your unperfect substance and mine. Psalm 139 and verse 16. And it says, thine eyes, speaking to God, thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book, all, and the King James margin here says that the Hebrew says all of them, in thy book, all of them, my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned. And the margin again says, or another translation could be, what days they should be fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. This is rather an amazing verse, testifying to the omniscient foreplanning of our Creator for each human being. We think that He's speaking for us all here, not just for the psalmist. Each person, that is you, have been separately planned by God before you were ever conceived, when as yet there was none of them. All the members of your body, before there was any of them, before they were fashioned, he saw that unperfect substance. So his eyes oversaw our unperfect, not imperfect, but unperfect, meaning unfinished, our incomplete substance. Literally, what is called today our embryo, you know, and that throughout its entire development. Not only all its members, but also all its days, the literal interpretation of in continuance thereof, as I pointed out. In continuance were fashioned, or what days they should be fashioned. And so that has been written in God's book long ago. Is there a book? Well, book of his memory? I don't know. Does God really need books? I don't know. We read of a lot of things, and God doesn't need any of it, so maybe there is a book. Maybe this is the book of life. I consider the book of life to be the book in which you are written at the time that life begins. Your name, and whether that's the name your parents gave you, the name that people think of you, or the name that God has for you that we don't know, but your name written in the book of life at the moment of conception. And here, he says, actually, all of the members, how you were to be, was written in his book. So modern evolutionists, of course, argue that a fetus is not a real person. So they can be casually aborted if the mother chooses to do so. Yet we find that both the Bible and science show that a growing child in the womb is a true human being. They have instruments now called fetoscopes. They've been able to trace every stage of embryonic development, showing that each is distinctively human. We were mentioning a while back in our study about evolution that one of the, and I found this online, one of the arguments still being given in all ignorance is that human beings pass through stages of evolution, that at one point we have gills and all this kind of stuff in the embryonic development. And it's just patently untrue, has been proven scientifically untrue. And these fetoscopes show that they never pass through any non-human evolutionary stage, as they has been taught in the recapitulation theory. Not much is known about how a baby receives its soul. My opinion is that the scripture tells us that God does not create a new soul. His work of creation seems to have been completely finished at the end of the sixth day. There is the type of creation that springtime brings, but that's all within the bounds of what was already created. And so I believe that the scripture teaches because it doesn't teach any other way, that it is the mother and father's spiritual being that come together and form the soul of man. That our bodies derive from our parents, but so does our spiritual being. And this is why we are born in sin. God couldn't create a sinful thing and put it within a baby, nor does he create a sinless thing that becomes sinful when it touches the baby's body. There's no doctrine in the scripture of the defiling touch of things like this. So the scripture speaks of the children being in their fathers, great-grandfathers, and so on. And so the whole thing, body, soul, and spirit, seem to be derived from the parents. But when does that happen? I think right at conception. I think that an aborted baby, that a soul has been killed. But from God's point of view, when there were no future days, when there were no days, he knew all of them. He knew our members. He knew all of our days. But that's not all. All of those who are saved, or as the innocents who die before birth are safe in Christ, whose names therefore are written in the book of life, from the foundation of the world, written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, Revelation 17:8, are also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, and that now as much as possible, but also in the ages to come, from Romans 8:29. So that unperfect substance, the babe in the womb, still being formed, hardly recognizable to the instruments of man, and yet all planned out by God. In fact, written in the book.